Looking through the lens of our camera, we have caught some unbelievable moments when it comes to professional bass fishing. How do they do it? Hell, we don't know. We're just camera guys.
Dude, I can hear that I'm locked up. I can hear it.
I think I'm the only one who's not.
Oh my gosh. I get locked up every tournament, but this smoke is getting me.
Why are you locked up, Brett?
I'm always locked up. I need to hit that nose spray.
No, but why are you locked up now?
Oh,
are we all locked up?
There's wildfires going on. So we're up here in Cayuga. I guess we're just going to open it like this. We're up here at Cayuga this week. And
Stage 5.
Yep. And there's wildfires that are blowing in from Canada. And it has messed all of us up. The guys have oxygen cans, like the little athlete.
They actually take them?
One hitters. Yeah, there's one in the trash. So I guess it's already empty. I guess we played with it too much. Yeah, just spraying it in the air, trying to help everybody. So anyway, we got Colin and BJ back and myself. And we're going to talk about, I guess, setups today, what we're running on, and get into a little bit of the YouTube side as well of thumbnails and titles, because we have a lot of opinions on that. We stay up a lot talking about titles and thumbnails, and we'll get into that.
Yep.
So
that's definitely the toughest part.
100%.
The title and thumbnail?
Yeah.
Toughest and most important.
Because
it's the easiest for me though.
Writing and kind of stuff is not my thing.
Right. Well, Colin asked me that the other day. He's like, so you just how long does it take you to come up with a title? I'm like, it's the first thing I think of. It's just whatever I think of, I just type it and I go. It's a knee-jerk reaction for me.
Sometimes I'll kind of make a somewhat decent title, and then I'll just save it and upload it, and then before it goes live, I'll just keep thinking, and then I'll go into the studio app and change it.
If we had the time with editing a video, right, you'd have a finished one,
yeah,
and then let it sit for a day, and then rewatch it, and then tweak it, right? That's the same way with the title and the thumbnail. The more time you got to kind of let your brain chill, and then all of a sudden something will come out of nowhere, right? But it's sometimes the harder you think about it, you're just stuck, right? So you really need time.
How long?
Chill.
Let me ask this. An average tournament video, let's say you're going to do just a one day, it's just one day, because Colin, I know you do qualifying round together in both days, but so let's just say a knockout round video. Average edit time for just a knockout round video, just a one day.
One day of the tournament.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's about one day. Wake up in the morning.
Between the edit and the thumbnail and title.
No, just the edit.
Oh, just the edit?
Yeah.
I mean, six hours.
Yeah, I was going to say about 6-7.
It's a day, throw in the thumbnail, all that stuff. And sometimes I don't really do it all on one day.
So if the edit for, let's say, what how long is that video? 25 minutes? Roughly average 25 minutes
between
for one day?
22 to maybe 32.
Yeah, somewhere. So is it roughly there. You spend 6 hours on the edit. How long does it take you to do the title and thumbnail? The title and thumbnail.
Dude, what was it last night? It took me a half hour, 45 minutes for the thumbnail?
Yeah.
Probably.
Because then you got done and they're this doesn't look right. And then you had to shift everything. So that's what he said. Obviously the more time you got to all right, this is rough.
Yeah.
But there's something off about it.
Yeah, you couldn't do that
and then
last
bring
night.
It back. So dude, we did. Got out later than I wanted it to, but you had to take a second to look at it. There's just something off about it. But that's why I feel all mine, you're getting done editing and going live as it's done.
Yeah.
You know? Where the other one, I felt it was a lot more comfortable with practice was done days in advance. But then you could go back and look at it and tweak all that stuff, you know? But dude, when you get it done in a day, it's rough.
I'd say take me about an hour to do both.
Title
and thumbnail.
I can do it in about 30 minutes now. But at first, it took me an hour and a half. I was spending on thumbnails, and I was playing with different...
You're just get to a point where you're just staring at the screen.
I would play with different colors and different shades of... for this year, I've been making all my text red, right? In the past, it was white. But I'll even play with the shades of red based on whatever the background color is. Which is... It's odd for me, because... Newsflash for everyone listening. I'm colorblind, right? I'm red-green colorblind, but I can see the contrast in the colors, which is why I play with the color on it to see which one stands out more.
But does one contrast look better to you than another?
I mean, it's basically, It all
does the light gray pop more than
it's not. I don't see in light. I don't see in grays. Like,
well, you
I
do. You just don't know you do.
No, I do. Like, I mean, I don't see in grays. It's
like, what does this Mountain Dew bottle look like?
I mean, it's like yellow and green. Like, I listen, I went through the same grade school class as y'all did. Like, I learned my colors. It's just apparently they're not correct.
Like, no, but so like, but it's just like everything. It's perception. Even what he sees as green, oh, is
that's a rabbit hole I've always thought about.
Yeah,
that's the philosophy side of it. But it's what you were told. So, like, if you were growing up and your parents told you this was yellow, you're gonna believe that to be yellow.
Yeah, right? It's just they're not. They're so, different shades of yellow. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's they're similar, but they're not.
So you still see it, but you grew up associating that shade.
I try to create more definition out of it. Yeah. Like if I can define it and make it pop out more. And you'll hear me say that a lot when I'm talking to y'all. Yeah, that makes it pop out more. And that's what I mean. Like if I can see it, I know other people can definitely see it. Which is a lot of reasons why my thumbnails are way oversaturated. In the thumbnail world, oversaturation is great. Yes. Like it makes it stand out. Yes. In the video world, oversaturation is not great. Which is what I struggle with, which is also why I don't color grade. I shoot on a Canon because I can use Canon's colors, and out of the box, those are pretty close, pretty true to color. I have a hard time shooting in like log or anything where I have to add the color back in because I'll oversaturate it and mess it up.
That'd be tough. Yeah. Like, that's where you said you have to go down with the Rec. 709, yep. LUT conversions, and then it would bring it back. You know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's a way to do it, but it's just easier for me.
Yeah.
And at the speed that we have to do it, yeah, that's the other thing. The speed that we have to get the stuff done is nobody understands that.
No. I found out yesterday that Mark didn't understand it.
our guys don't understand like the speed, like, and it really is a race because we're trying to get the stuff done before the next tournament.
Yeah, it's a race against time.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not the most beautiful edit, but it gets the job done. We told the story. It just wasn't super clean, but I'm going to be honest with you. If you know anything about the guy I work for, nothing is ever super clean. Literally.
No, it's not. The furthest thing from clean.
I mean, we had one video last year, it was 2 years ago, where he literally had mayonnaise on his hand, on his thumb, and he went to wipe the lens on the camera, and the rest of the day, like literally, it's not clean. None of our stuff is clean. From edits to reality, nothing's clean. But it's just the sheer speed that we've got to go at. It just saves me a bunch of time. I could spend days trying to color.
Yep.
Yeah, but like that's the thing. You know, it's going to slow down the project, all that stuff, and like, for what?
But I'm going to tell you that.
And I don't think our audience cares. You're
gonna, I don't think they care either. I think they low-key like it because it's more their style. Like.
Yep.
But I think being colorblind helps me with thumbnails.
Yeah. Wait, does Polynix guy shoot on a red?
I don't know.
Did I see that? Dude, because like, it's crazy, but I looked over. Like I thought you could catch it on. I'm like, dude, they got a red on that thing.
Not needed.
Yeah.
I need to go watch some of his. I haven't seen.
No, like it's really good stuff, but I'm like, how? Like, they got a dedicated editor, don't they, or something like that?
Yeah, it's him. Like, Polynix guy.
Yeah, but is Kyle. It two guys?
No, it's Kyle.
He just does it. Yeah. I thought there was two guys there.
Yeah.
Dang.
But, no, he's good.
Yeah.
See, I thought he shot on Sony, but
I don't know.
I mean, low key, everybody shoots on
unless
Sony.
Unless it was an FX6 or something like that, you know, from like the
I don't know shot. Many people that shoot on Canon, mainly a lot because of the low light and the features that y'all talk. So I'm running the Canon R5 now. I got it 2 weeks ago. I was running the R before, like just the original R, upgraded to the R5. You guys are shooting on
Sony FX3.
So both of y'all are.
Yep. And it's a beast.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started shooting on that about halfway through the season. And before that, I had shot on the A7 III since 2018, a long time. And finally, just for this and hunting and other stuff that I shoot, I'm like, it's just time, you know?
Yeah.
Time to spend the money and upgrade. That 4K 120 is butter.
Well, see, like, and that's the tough part is like with the Canon and some of the other ones like the A7 III, it does pictures and video good. Yep. Right, where you can, you know, the FX3 does video really well, but then it's only got the 12 megapixels, right? Yep. Which is still good for a lot of the stuff.
It's good,
right?
For like social media posts. Yeah. Like if Mark's just gonna post something on Instagram,
yeah,
I'm totally confident in 12 megapixel.
Yeah.
Some of my, a lot of my pictures on my Instagram are with this now.
Yeah. No, I've got a beast of a, like a picture camera, and it does good at video. It's, I mean, 45 megapixel ain't, it's the deal, but on the video side,
it's worse for low light.
Yeah. It's very bad for low light. Well, all the Canon's kind of known for not being good for low light. Luckily, there's a lot of AI tools out there that save me now.
And that's part of it now, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, that just a little bit of noise reduction on there. It doesn't have to be crazy.
Yep.
You know? But like when that's, we go back to, you know, quality on it, when most of these people are watching it on their phone or whatnot, it's like 360, 480, like whatever it is. The noise, there's, it's not going to look that good anyway.
Yeah.
You know? So like it doesn't matter.
Dude, I'm going to be honest with you, and I think I told you all this. A lot of times during these run-and-gun stuff, just for storage space, I'm only shooting on 1080 because it's just going to YouTube.
I know.
I started shooting rate to bait on 1080.
I mean, it's just, I know it's going to YouTube. I know they're going to, they're obviously going to compress it. Yeah, I could shoot it in 4K, but even if I export it, I'm gonna export in 1080, because a lot of the places we're at that we got to upload, dude, we'd be here for days. Yeah, I was about to say years, but I was like, that may be a little exaggerated. It would literally feel like 3 days that you have to upload.
Yeah, but
this week we're doing great. Yes. Like I literally just sent 40 gigs to my drive, my Google Drive account, and it took 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's good.
It was in 1080.
Yeah. It was in 1080, but it was still, I'm talking about this sheer size.
No,
like, this week we could get away with it, but.
But, like, and that sort of stuff, like, I know, like, you're storing a bunch of hard drives, so that's where it eat up a lot. But you're kind of doing it for the future.
Yeah, right. You're future-proofing it with 4K.
So, like, that's part of it, though, is, like, man, like, to me, like, I don't really know how much of this stuff would be using in the future, you know, and all that stuff. Like, I'm trying to trim out a lot of that stuff.
The other thing is our GoPros, and you've run the DJI Osmo, BJ.
But yeah.
We have to almost shoot in 1080 on the boat.
Yeah. So all that stuff I switched over before, you know, was that two tournaments ago?
Yeah.
Right? Because we had it on loop at Murray, and then all of a sudden he was catching a lot of fish, and then you forget to pause it.
Yeah.
Right? But then we couldn't shoot 4K, which, no.
And we're running ours straight. Like, me and Colin, we run ours straight through the day, so it's like
I don't want Mark to have to, like, think about, oh, let me start it, let me stop it.
That's right.
I don't know. I think because
I don't think Dustin just thinks. So I was like, I don't even want
to. But see, I think, like, that's where Wheeler's good at it. Like, I know for me doing it, like, I'm used to doing it, right? Because you're editing. And this is why, like, just having them a little bit of knowledge and doing it. But then now you're in the flow of the tournament. If they're doing well, they can do it.
Yeah.
But as soon as it starts to go downhill a little bit and start to get a little bit frustrated, that camera goes out the window.
Yeah.
Right.
And it should.
Yeah. Like, I was like, totally. Like, this is secondary, right? Like, yesterday, he was going down, laying down a lot or whatnot. Chessy came off at like 11 o'clock.
See, I say it's secondary, but when it messes up, I get hurt. Like, why didn't you look at, like, in my mind, I'm like, why didn't you look at this? Why didn't you do this? Like, we're going to ruin the video. But that's more of me being on the selfish video side. Like,
well, because, like, you said, that's part of it. But, like, to me, even just holding the fish up for a second longer in front of the camera, right?
Oh my God.
Just going to this and going, and I'm like, just pause it for a second, right?
Yes. Oh, if Dustin, like, has an MLF camera in the boat,
yeah,
our cameras don't mean nothing anymore. Yeah. If the MLF camera is not in there, he'll talk to him all day.
Yeah.
But once that MLF camera gets in there, he is not going to be on MLF Live talking to our GoPro. He won't do it. And my favorite thing he does, and I've gotten onto this a lot, if you catch a really good fish, especially in practice, the day I don't go to practice with you, if you catch a really good fish and you want to use it for the thumbnail, stop holding that fish between you and your face. In the shot, like, I can't use that. Like, the fish is taking up your whole face, because back on the thumbnail thing, I think there's a ton of value having their face in the thumbnail, right?
Yeah.
I don't, if the fish is blocking your face at all, I'm not going to use it. Like, I need your face just in case it's one of our people, and, like, my style of thumbnail is pretty much been consistent, but just in case it does change, I need your face on there to get, so they know it's you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I was talking to you about that the other day whenever you wanted to hop into thumbnails.
Yeah, we'll hop into thumbnails. I mean, we've already covered what we're shooting on and why for the most part.
Thumbnails, man. I mean, arguably the most important thing.
I've said this analogy a million times. Yes. You can have the best edited video in the world, right? But unless it gets clicked on, no one's going to see it. It's the same as if you had a store and you had the best product. It was the... literally you could take the pill, it would everlasting life. It's got it. If they never walk through the door, you're never going to sell anything. So how do you get people to walk through the door? And it's the title and thumbnail. It is literally the most important piece on YouTube, in my opinion. There's a lot of people that'll say, now your content when they get there has to be good enough to keep them, right?
But just that's good.
Yeah, that's a given. It's got to be good enough to get there. It's got to be entertaining. It's got to have some kind of hook that keeps them there. But if you never get them there, it doesn't matter.
Well, and that's where, you know, with a lot of the, you know, the clickbait. So like, that's why they, you know, okay, you got a really good thumbnail. You've got them there. And then all of a sudden they're watching and they're like, this has nothing to do with it. Right. Yep. But like, so that's where for us, it's tougher. Like to me, thinking, being creative and coming up with it. A new way of saying the same thing over and over again.
Like it really is last night. Yeah, last night. Yep.
Like he dropped another 23-pound bag. The first thumbnail on that, like I felt like it said, dropped the 23-pound bag, did really well for us. Yep. Right. Now this one, you know, it's not doing as well, but like we had to change the wording in it a little.
It's also really weird, and I don't know if y'all have seen this either, but the day one video or the qualifying round video always does better than the knockout or championship unless they win.
Interesting.
It's weird. Our day one video, he could have only he could have had a major comeback in day two, right? But the day one video is always going to do better. And I think it's because it's fresher. It's the first one they see. It's
closer to the event.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about it, but for whatever reason, that first one we send always does better. So I always try to make it longer. Day one video has always got to be longer.
One more sneaky little tip in there for you.
That's my money grab right there. that's me being greedy.
Just a little bit longer.
A little bit longer.
Yeah, I tried. I was talking to you about the Gunnersville thumbnail of the, it was the chesty shot of the bass.
Yeah.
And it didn't drop off any. And maybe the acceptance just because it was such a giant bass and it took up almost the whole screen, but it's not usually, that's honestly the first time I've used that angle for a thumbnail.
It did well though.
13K for us.
Yeah. I mean, well, so we even said this before, like coming up here up north, I don't like putting smallmouth in a thumbnail. I think smallmouth gets you less clicks, but I literally had no other picture and I used it in our travel vlog up here and it crushed. So like everything, I preface this to y'all when y'all ask me for like, hey, what do you think of this? Literally, it is just an opinion or a theory. It is not the gospel. Everything I'm telling you is not the gospel. It's just, this is what I've seen in the past, but trends change all the time.
It's ever changing that way. You know? But maybe smallmouth.
Every popular. Now and then you got to throw a little nugget out there just to test the waters. You got to keep it honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you hate doing that.
I immediately knew. I was like, this travel vlogs, I'm going to kill it from the get go. And I thought I thought our travel vlog was hilarious. I thought we had a lot of funny back and forth on there. I was like, this is such a good travel vlog. And I'm about to just literally shoot it in the foot because I'm putting a smallmouth in the thumbnail. And when it actually took off, I was like, okay, I breathed a sigh of relief. Now I probably still will avoid smallmouth, but I was like, I'll take this one. Like, you know what I mean? Lord blessed me on that one.
Yeah, test it there. You got to do one more.
Mark's blessing me this week. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just got all large mouth. and some 4 and 5 pounders. So
look, low key, I may put this Atlantic salmon that he caught in practice as the thumbnail.
Like, blurred out.
Yeah. And just be like, I can't believe I caught this. You know what I mean? Like,
dang. He's already working on his thumbnail. What a guy.
I'm already thinking of it. Like,
I think that's probably what I would do.
I mean, I think it would, it's just interesting.
You're not, it's your toe in the line, but you're not lying.
No.
He caught it.
Yeah.
And he still can't believe
and that's the other thing. Dustin gives me a lot of freedom to be a little bit clickbaity. Like where I can run up, my theory always is run up to the line of being a clickbait video and take it back 2 steps. And then you should be okay. Don't lie about what you're saying, but you can embellish.
Keep them, those words that pop.
Yep. So.
Favorite or best.
So. The controversy this year, and this is a perfect example. You go look at our channel, Jacob and Dustin did a podcast, right? Now in the podcast, they talk about a rule that got changed because of them. And it was when Dustin and Jacob jumped in a boat with Dustin during a Bassmaster tournament. Jacob's trolling motor died. He literally called Trip with Bassmaster and said, hey, is this legal? Can I jump in the boat and fish with another angler? It was perfectly in the rules. You could do that. Or it wasn't not in the rules that you couldn't. Let's put it that way. It wasn't not in the rules.
Wait, so what happened?
So he rolled up on Dustin.
This was when they were on the elites at
on the elites.
What?
This was actually at a Cherokee, I believe. Yes. So yeah, he rolled up on Dustin, asked Dustin, hey, can I jump in the boat with you? And Dustin's like, yeah. So he jumps in the boat. This is like their day three. So it was after the cut, I believe. But it was to see who would make the top 10 cut. So that from like 50 to top 10, it was that third day. Jumps in the boat with him. Jacob takes over the trolling motor, goes to his spot, starts catching him, right? Dustin starts catching him too. Dustin did not make that final day cut, but I mean, he was already in the cut. He already got a check, right? Jacob went on to win the tournament.
No
so
way.
They changed the rule right after that tournament that you can't do that, right? So in my title and thumbnail, I put, they changed this rule because of us. And I had them sort of laughing. Well, if you are staying up to date on MLF, Jacob won three tournaments, Angler of the Year, 2 years in a row. Won three tournaments 2 years ago. Dustin won 2 years last year on all fish count.
Three tournaments.
I implied with those two guys sitting there in the chair, in your mind, when you looked at that, they changed this rule because of us. You think they're going to talk about that. It's like a controversial hot button topic. That's what the reason MLF changed the rule. It's not really the reason MLF changed the rule. It was an angler vote, right? But I felt like by implying that, it's kind of clickbaity, but I'm talking about something completely different, but I got you to click, right? Because the thumbnail, literally, I chopped them out and I literally went to on Google and I typed in podcast setup. That was not where they were sitting. I just literally dropped in a stock image of a podcast and put them over it. I just needed it to look good and for you to click on it. Yeah. Once I got you there, I think the content's good enough to hold you there. And it was.
Yep.
That did pretty well, didn't it?
It did. It did like 40K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This clickbaity guy.
That.
Toeing the line. I tried to toe the line.
Mark doesn't like clickbait stuff. Mark don't get near it.
He's too good of a guy.
Mark's like, run up to the line of clickbait.
And then run all the way back. Like, go all the way back where you came from.
I just want to see what it looks like. All right, I'm out.
Adrian sort of lets you do what you want to do, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he just sort of lets you run with it.
I could come up with some. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
If you could come up with it,
it's tough.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. I mean, it's not easy, but like while I'm watching the video, I just try to pick something out, and that's going to be the one thing I talk about.
Speak of the devil.
Like that's my goal in the video. When I'm watching the video back after I edit it, I find one thing that stands out, and that's what is going to be the basis of my title and thumbnail.
So what about the place that we're fishing in either the title or the thumbnail? That's a do, right?
Yeah, it's a do. Just because it becomes more searchable for the locals around here, and it's more searchable for if someone types an MLF event on Cayuga.
Yep.
Well, and I think that's the one thing that helps for, like you said, the long term of it is it's going to be a local search in that video.
And the one thing I don't do, just FYI, I never put the year.
Yeah.
I never put the year. Yeah, I don't date either. It.
I haven't done that.
I don't date it. I don't want you to know the date because if we go back to Cayuga, like last year we were here. Now, granted, I'd made those videos private because I didn't want anybody searching them, like to get information about Cayuga from last year. And I'll make them
all out.
Yeah, I'll make them public again after. Yeah, but I mean, info's all out. Yeah, but I don't. I just want to try to cut you off.
When did you make that private?
When they announced the schedule.
Oh, so like last year.
Like we actually have a video where we actually filmed on Saginaw 2 years ago, and it was just in our travel vlog, but I made it private too. Like it has nowhere in there that we were on Saginaw Bay, but I made it private. That's just me looking out.
Huh. Never thought
sneaky,
of that.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Make it private. And then after we're done with the event, I'll make it public. Back public again.
Because, you're not losing all that much by not.
No, it's been out for a while. But again, I just never put the year in them.
Yeah.
I think it's important. And I think having letters that are giant helps. I like having those big letters. And I've told y'all my theory on that, right?
Yes.
Like, when you get a Bassmaster magazine, the letters are big and stretched at the top of the magazine. I do that at the top of a thumbnail because it's familiar to the bass tournament scene. Like if you're a bass tournament angler, you've seen those letters, that style of lettering before on a thumbnail on a magazine. Adrian just walked in. He's like staring at us like, what in the hell?
Oh, what's up?
What's up, boys?
But that's where I developed that thumbnail style from, was Bassmaster magazine. I wanted it to look similar.
Yeah, I don't know if you were that pioneer, but a lot of people do that now. It's definitely a trend.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question about it. It helps it
pop. I always throw it up at the top. Yeah. If I can get it at the top, and then I'll pull some layers to make whoever or whatever. Like, I love a rod bend in it.
Yeah.
Having his face sort of cover part of it, like just a little bit. Yeah. I think it just looks good.
Yeah, I definitely think the.
I don't know. I was not letters. I don't think I was the pioneer of that at all. I think that's been around for forever. I just took it. Yeah, I think I don't know. I just took it and ran with it though. But that was my thought process on it. Is I wanted it to look like that. The Bassmaster magazine is so familiar with tournament anglers, and we're in such a niche. We talk about this all the time. We're in a niche in this little deal. Like it's not just the fishing space; it's the tournament fishing space that where our audience is. And we always try to break out of that. We try to get into the fishing without isolating the tournament fishing, which is why we do so many goofy things.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it's hard.
It's very hard. I've said it before, but me personally, I would have thought that the flip pongs would have just gone crazy, and they just haven't.
I hope they would, but at the same time, I think it would go viral in the tournament space with the particular guys that have drinking buddies. You know what I mean? That they go out and they do the same thing. I will say this, though. It's the most talked about video.
Yes, 100%.
Everywhere we roll up to, that's all they talk about.
Yes.
Well, like, and that's what you said before. Like that's what it's mainly for.
Yeah,
it's like those hardcore fans that are there in the engagement, not the ones, the tournament anglers that are just watching the video to see what they did.
Yeah,
like, right.
What they did, where they did it, and how they did it.
That's where most of those views are coming from. But these are for the guys that actually come to the rim, love talking to all the anglers, seeing them. These are for the young kids, like the little kid. You know, the other day I was flipping into a little dump truck, right, practicing. That's what it's for. Not for the whole viral on it, you know, because you need both,
but it would have been cool if it did. Like, it would have been really cool.
Yeah, but now you're nice if it
dropped like 90K.
Yeah, that'd have been awesome.
But see, that's like a Dude Perfect video or something like that. That's what they've done. They do something super crazy, right?
Yep.
So in order for these to go viral, it'd be like, oh, the jig's got to be on fire flipping into the cup, right? Or something like that. Like something crazy for it to go viral.
Yeah. Or the consequences have to get worse.
Like super crazy. Like,
are we taking it too easy on them?
After watching Wheeler,
What we did to Wheeler last night, no,
just gonna stop playing it.
I don't know how Mark did that. Like, Mark acted like it was no big deal, and Jacob was hurting all
and he
night.
Loves sushi.
I know.
So, I mean,
Mark takes
this
all
is
going to
come out after
easy.
This. Well, maybe after this flip pong video, but this is going to come out like probably after this flip pong video. So anyway, I may have to edit that part out, but so this is probably going to come out after the fact. So. We had him do wasabi, but not a little bit. Like it was a good helping of it was
they
a
did
good
a line.
It was a line of wasabi, and Mark didn't budge.
No,
he didn't flinch. No. But Jacob, I thought Jacob was acting. He was sitting there running around. I thought he was acting, and then I watched Dustin take just a little tick of it and put it on his tongue, and then Adrian did the same thing, and I was like, oh no, Jacob's serious. And low key, watch back the footage. When our guys are, Jacob and Adrian are eating crackers, he's dry heaving in the background. Like, I peeped it because y'all are filming. Yeah. Like, y'all are locked on the guys. I looked up and Jacob's back over there and he goes, and then he had to go get water and drink it. Watching the background of your clips, it was about to happen. Like, because I was sitting there going, oh no, and I don't have my camera. Like, I was looking like my camera's all the way over there. I'm not going to be able to get this. I don't think they see it. But he was. He was going, and he had to go get water.
Hey, everything, this is for YouTube.
If we can just get him to hurl one time on camera.
Man, I thought Adrian was going to do it after that.
I know.
Yes, him and Dustin. Oh, man.
Dustin was really close with the clam juice. Which is why we had to run the clam juice back.
Yep.
And it never even got hit. Everybody's so scared of that clam juice. Just so scared of the clam juice.
Yeah, they are.
So anyway, we're 28 minutes in, boys. We can wrap this up, or we can keep talking about thumbnails a little bit.
Guys, I was going to say, you guys can carry the torch, but we got to go fish.
Yeah, you and Adrian got to go fish. The last thing I'll say. I think the thumbnails are the most important. If you're going to focus one thing on YouTube, thumbnail is the most important. Title is secondary because the title is only going to complement. And I don't like repeating what I said in the thumbnail and the title. I think it gives me two shots to come up with something that's going to catch your attention.
Well, like with the SEO wise and just being able to search it definitely helps.
I'll also do some sneaky things in my description, but we're not going to get into that. I can't give away all the juice.
Don't sleep on them.
But, dang, I don't know if I did that on the last one. I definitely did not.
Were you copy the title?
Yeah, did not.
Yeah.
BRB.
Actually, with the cough medicine that I was on yesterday, I don't think I did it for the today's video, so I need to go do it. Like, low-key, I didn't. I know I didn't. So I need to go do that.
You're welcome.
For the practice video?
Yeah. No.
For the travel?
No, this was this is a roulette wheel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that going up today?
Yeah. Yeah. I did that. I don't think I did anything. I don't think I have any description in it, actually.
Yeah. Roll with it.
Dude, I was flying. I was so high yesterday. And not off, like, this is on over-the-counter stuff. Like, this is, like, legal stuff. I just...
NyQuil.
NyQuil and freaking Mucinex DM. We were laughing in the car last night on the way back. Like, Mark goes, what'd you take? And I said, Mucinex DM. Normally, I take the D, like Mucinex D. I said, but...
He takes the D.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, Dustin got off on that. Like, we were all laughing. But I said, I took Mucinex DM, and I said, it's supposed to have the cause. And Mark goes, that M got you. Whatever was in that M got you. That M is what messed you up. And Dustin goes, yeah, he normally takes the D. He likes the D. He said, no, I like the D. He said, but the DM, he said, it goes down in the DM. So I said, apparently, like, I'm out for the count.
Oh, man.
But I was spaced out yesterday because of that. So I've actually got to fix that. But that's if you're wanting to get in the YouTube space, you've got to focus a lot of time on the thumbnail and title.
And do your homework too, like look and see what the standard is for your industry.
Yep.
Go off of that. Don't copy, but use it as a guideline.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
It's the most important thing.
It really is. It's I think it's slept on by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Never, ever, 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 ever use the YouTube recommended thumbnail.
When I started, I did that.
It's always
not bad. not when I started with Mark, like
yeah,
when I had my thing, like, way back in the day. I'm like, oh, which one of them three looks the best? And I'll just pick one.
You know? That's where Dustin got lucky, I think, with me coming in, is I had 2 or 3 years experience with YouTube,
yeah,
of knowing what not to do. And I look back, literally, I was looking this morning when it wasn't even this morning. It wasn't because we were going to talk about this topic, because we didn't really know that until like 5 seconds before we started. But I looked back at my thumbnails from just last year, like at the end of last year, and I was like, man, they're kind of trash. You know what I mean? Which makes more sense. Our views have gone up this year.
Yeah, but so would you go back and redo those thumbnails?
I have on some.
Yeah. And then you see a difference?
I do.
Yeah.
We were talking about this last night
at dinner. You go back and remake a new thumbnail for a video a year ago?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. I've heard people talk about that.
Yep. You want me to pull back the curtain real hard, real quick, on one thing? Like, I'll give, like, legit numbers. So, Dustin, when he won Red Crest, that was the first time I shot with him at Red Crest, right? Yeah. Those thumbnails were not great. They were okay, but they were not great. And it's stuff, like, I'll take a thumbnail from, like, the league. Like, you know, Garrick that works for the league or gets contracted by the league, he'll take a picture. I'll take that and use it as my base of the thumbnail. I was doing that, but I was really only overlaying, like, brush script. Like, you know, championship day or whatever. Well, my style of thumbnail now has completely changed. So I went back on his championship day, which was doing pretty good. Like, I mean, I think it had 150,000 views, right? Now, it's a big video. I did this at the mid to late last year. Changed the thumbnail to more of my style, but I made it white. I didn't do red because it was really red with MLF in the background. So I just kept it white, 300K, whatever. Things at like 340,000 views now. Like, it doubled the views in like 6 months.
Wow.
Oh, really? So it wasn't doing that well?
No, it was like 180.
Really?
Like, just this year alone, it's already done 40.
Yeah.
But it picked up late last year. Low key, what I was trying to do is I was uploading a bunch of our stuff to Rumble, just in case Rumble took off. Like, he's got a channel on Rumble, and I was pushing a bunch of stuff there, and every time we post a video, I'd post it to both YouTube and Rumble. Just trying to be on the bleeding edge. Now, Rumble hasn't taken off, but he's got...
Not unless your name is Steve Will Do It.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason I did it. Once I saw Steve Will Do It, it's going to go over there. I was like, well, there's going to be an audience over there now. It's going to push to it. It's going to get more mainstream. But it's really a very conservative platform. So I was like, I don't know if it's going to take off, but I'm going to do it anyway, right? So when I put it over there, I didn't like the thumbnail, and I changed it. And this was like September of last year, and I changed it over here, and it's gained almost 150,000, 200,000 views just off me changing that. Now, that video always gets residual. It just does. It's a big video, but
Interesting.
Yeah, if I don't like the thumbnail from the past, I'll go back and change it. Now, if it's just mediocre, I'll leave it. But if it's just bad on something that I know should be good, I'll change it. Because I think it's that important.
Yeah, no, it is. I just never even thought about that.
That video is made over $4,000.
We've all learned something today.
Yeah.
Always learning.
Yeah. Silence. So I guess that's the end. I guess we're going to wrap it up. Yeah, we did it. We did a solid 35 minutes. BJ's got to go fish. We'll catch you on the next one. We'll have to call you in, BJ. You'll probably be like on a charter boat next time because this is your last tournament.
Yeah.
Dang, like you're gonna be editing all of it, but this is your last one.
I got something to tell you on the what? Side.
Oh, on this you can't yeah, say it on the pod?
Cannot.
Okay. So BJ's done for the year. It's just me and you, Colin.
Yep. Is it just you and Colin?
Are you coming?
No, I don't know. We have the way to find out. The suspense at the end.
Yeah, so, well.
Until next time.
Maybe BJ will be here, maybe he won't. But until then, me and Colin will at least be here, and we'll catch you on the next one.